Greetings and welcome to Relationships Unfiltered, a podcast about relationships, love, lifestyle, passion, sex, and a whole bunch more. I'm your host here, Rashad Bakir, and welcome to my podcast. Today I will be discussing why do women lose a good man? Why do women lose a good man? Now, there certainly are many different reasons why that happens. And I'm just going to discuss a couple of them. And I'm going to speak not only from a man's perspective, but from my own personal perspective as well, too. Because I consider myself to be a good man, a high value man, a responsible man, a financially stable man, a man who has integrity and has self-worth. Now, saying that, men who are considered themselves to be good also have many of those same types of qualities, or they consider themselves to have those same type of qualities and more. That's important because the man who considers himself the good man is going to certainly have high value of himself. And therein lies the situation to why a woman can lose a good man. Now, there are several factors, as I mentioned, that come into play why that occurs. It could be because the woman is threatened by a good man. It can be because a woman is insecure by a good man. It can be because a woman is afraid of the fact that she may not have the capable skills to keep a good man, particularly if she has not had that in her dating or relationship experiences. And so when a good man comes, it's almost as if she has imposter syndrome, not believing that it's too good to be true. And so as a result, for a variety of different reasons, it could sabotage the relationship. Or she could keep putting things in there that eventually, again, bring up to the fact that she will lose that good man as a result of that. And so this is a big problem. But also, we have a lot of women out here, particularly the women who are on social media, who are putting out a lot of these crash out videos that we're seeing constantly, daily, on the hour, it seems, and their struggles in dating, particularly, that is a crisis in relationships, period, right now. And then the fact that many men today are opting out of relationships because of these burnout, crash out, and things that relate to them not wanting to be with a woman who does not appreciate and value and respect that good man. And so this is something that women need to certainly understand about men, particularly. One is not trying to change that man, not trying to emasculate that man, which is huge. Understand the man for who he is. And certainly he will understand a woman for who you are. And a big part of that comes, again, this ideal that women are competitive with men. Men don't view women as competitive. Men want a partner with a woman. Men want a companion mate with a woman. When men want a girlfriend, wife with a woman. Type of thing. Certainly not competing with a woman. And a lot of what's going on out there seems to be this sort of gender competitive gymnastics that's happening, that men aren't playing to that tune. They aren't playing to that game. And this leads to a lot of women losing good men as a result of that. As I mentioned, there are many different things that play into that. But if you are a woman and you are seeking a good man, then you best have the qualities of which that good man is also seeking in a woman. Because what happens and what we're seeing a lot of is that 80% of the women are seeking 15 to 20% of the men. And that math does not add up. When the women, the majority of women who are looking for that, that 15 to 20% men, well, those 15 to 20 men have a lot of options. And a lot of women have a false reality to their value in the fact that they either think of themselves as being in that top 20% of women, and they're certainly not. And so as a result, those women bypass good men, okay? So there are good men around. However, many of the women are not looking at that, those qualities. Like when I've done studies with relating to dating relationships and profiles of people and what they state they're looking for, it always does not match up, because a lot of times women will describe a lot of qualities in a man that they're looking for, but then the very man who has those qualities, they 9 times out of 10 would overlook, because his appearance is relatively average to them. His appearance is more or less, or is even as how he is to them is simp. You know, it doesn't measure up to that 20% guy that they are looking for. And as a result, many of women overlook a lot of good men. And this is something that for men have been dealing with for ages. The average guy right now, especially, almost doesn't even have a shot when it comes to these types of things out there, because most of the women aren't looking for that guy. They're looking for the qualities of that guy, but they don't know that, because if that guy is in the store or some venue where that woman is at, like I said, she's not going to know that from him, because she's not going to give him a second look, not even barely a first look, let alone a second look. And as a result, this is a part and parcel why women not alone lose a good man, but can't even get a good man as a result of that. And it should be well noted with regard to this for women to understand that there's more to a man than simply his looks. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have, you know, someone who you consider dread ugly or whatever. However, reasonably speaking, for a lot of men, as long as they well-groomed, they take care of themselves, their appearance, you know, like I said, is fairly nice in that sense of it. And you have something to work with. Likewise with a man, you know, with a woman. Some people want everything ready-made, though. And like I said, if you are not like in the gym or a gym warrior and that type of thing, taking care of yourself, being fit, being active, keeping up with your appearance and that type of thing, then, yeah, you're going to certainly overlook in that superficial way a lot of good quality men who may not fit to what you're, again, looking for. And that's a big thing right now, because on the dating apps, it's a quick reaction, swipe right, swipe left type of deal. And that's not a good combination for finding a good man, let alone keeping a good man. And so most good men aren't in those spaces. You know, a lot of the men who are in those spaces are thirsty, or they're looking for sex, or they're looking for a quick, you know, one night stand, or short-term relationships, or what we used to call back in the day, friends with benefits and all that kind of stuff. And so, but a man who's looking, who's got quality and value for himself, as I mentioned before, he's looking for a companion piece, someone who's stable, who is like-minded to what he is doing and what he is about, and reflected to that. And when women state that they have these type of qualities of man that they're looking for, and very seldom do they, it's always not what they say, it's what they don't say. Because a lot of times when I talk to women a lot and ask them, and then very seldom do they put looks in there. They always mention these other qualities about a man. Oh, you know, a man who listens to them, a man who's got good communication, a man who's caring, a man who's thoughtful, a man who, you know, they mention job, they can mention even finance and so forth. But yet they don't, generally do not, 99% of the time, do not list looks. And women I've talked to, and I talk to a lot. And very few of them mention looks. When I ask them, name me 3, 4, 5 things about a man that you like. And like I said, 90% of them do not list looks. And then I ask them, I said, well, where do you put looks at? And then it's like this, oh yeah, you know, they don't have to look like a model or a pretty boy and all that. But it looks nice, even though that's what they want, because that's what represents that 15 to 20%. Of the guy who is the pretty boy, a guy who has the look and the charms and all this, and so forth. And women have been socially conditioned this way for eon years. You know, this is thing, especially in mass media and movies and TV and all that stuff, you know, celebrities. So they're always are appetited to that. They, you know, have this appetite to that. Appetite, whatever word is. But anyhow, they show this appetite to a man that is their dreamboat guy, the guy who they look at from the movies and from TV, and measure that man up to the guy who they see. And when they see that hot guy like that, well, that hot guy has options. You know, he, for every one that he will run to you, there's 10 other ones that he can choose from. And a lot of those women think that they're the one. And this is another issue. So more than so than what women lose with a man, because that covers a lot of ground. That covers a lot of things from the woman herself, the baggage that she comes into relationship with, her own, if she's narcissistic, if she has certain issue types that a good man is not going to tolerate, then therein lies why a woman cannot keep a good man, or will lose a good man. Because that man who has self-worth of himself and self-value for himself will not stay in any relationship with any woman for any reason if he is not on par to what he values for himself. And that's where I will leave it for today on this topic of why women lose a good man. And stay tuned for the next one on here at Relationships Unfiltered. Thanks for tuning in.